Our story begins in Connie's apartment, where she is confronting Clint about his affair with Heidi.
Are you having sex with a 22-year-old woman?
Mom, how did you find out about that? Did you talk to Dara?
No, I didn't. It doesn't matter how I found out. What matters is that this Heidi woman is sleeping with my child.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I'm not a child, Mom. I'll be 17 soon.
If she's 22, then you are a child to her. How dare she have sex with a boy in high school? And how could you lie to me about her age?
I never lied about Heidi's age.
You told me she was just out of high school.
And she is, a few years out. You just assumed she was younger.
Clint, why would you intentionally mislead me like that? The only reason I can think of would be that you knew it was wrong and didn't want me to know.
Heidi is my friend, Mom. That's why I came to you about her and her brother.
Well, obviously, she's more than just a friend if you're having sex with her. How could you do that to Dara after you fought so hard to be with her?
It just happened, Mom. What do you want me to say?
I want you to swear to me that it won't happen again. Can you do that?
I'm not swearing anything, Mom.
I mean it, Clint. I'll ground you until you're 18 if I have to.
Don't do that, Mom. You have to let me grow up. Grounding me won't change anything.
At least tell me you were responsible with this. You used protection, right?
Mom.
Oh, God. Clint, how could you? How could she?
It was just one time. Calm down.
One time is all it takes, Clint. I forbid you from seeing this woman ever again.
You forbid it? Get a grip.
Don't cross me on this, Clint. If I find out you are seeing Heidi again, I'm going to have her arrested for statutory rape.
Rape? Oh my God, you've lost it. I wanted it, Mom. She didn't rape me.
I don't want to hear any more. Go to your room.
What?
You heard me. Go to your room, Clint. And let me figure out what I'm going to do about this.
On Virgin Atlantic Flight 1107, Blake, Raven, and Marty are on a plane headed for France.
I'm glad Marty finally went to sleep.
I'm sure everybody on this plane is ready to kill us. But to hell with them.
Mac used to complain about babies coughing in the row behind us on planes. He was kind of a germaphobe.
I hope this trip can serve another purpose for you other than just getting away from Mandy. Maybe being out of New York will help you get your thoughts together on Mac's death. I know you've been thinking about having a service.
I know when we get back, we need to have a memorial service for him. I don't know how I'll ever get through it, but it's important for all of Mac's friends and family to get some closure, even if I can't.
It took me years to get over my mother's death, and some days I'm not sure I ever did. My Aunt Simone was the last link I had to my mother, and that's another reason why she's so important to me.
You said she's great at giving advice. Maybe she'll be able to give me some while we're in France.
I hope she's up to that. I would really hate to lose her, Raven.
With us there to take care of her, she couldn't be in better hands, right?
I hope you're right.
At St. John Hospital, Mandy is standing by Mac's bedside.
What's wrong with you, Mac? Why aren't you waking up?
No.
What's going on in
here?
I was just on my way out.
You! You were Matt Malone's room the other day.
Let me out of here!
Calm down, Owen. Or whatever your name is.
Ah! Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.